The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is A.J. Taylor of KIOW Radio in Forest City and Aaron Sommers of the Lake City Graphic Advocate. A.J., you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator Grassley, good to have you here. A question having to do now with the situation regarding trade. Where are we standing with this right now? Iowa's in certainly a tough situation, particularly us here on this part of the country, where we are one of the top producers in a lot of different types of grains. Where are we right now with that?
Very difficult to give you a definitive answer. I can give you some updates. According to the negotiators for NAFTA, we're supposed to be able to get an agreement in September, because the new president of Mexico's sworn in on December 1st, and he wants this out of the way. And then we were going to put tariffs on cars going into Europe, or they were going to put some tariffs on some of our stuff. The president called a halt to that, and they're going to start negotiating down some tariffs between the United States and Europe, but I can't give you any update on China. And, of course, China's the 900-pound gorilla, but the president feels that since we export only about a third of what they export to us, that we're in a pretty good position there. And with some of the things going on in the economy of China, that it's helpful to our cause right now, but can't give you anything definite on China.
Okay, Aaron. To follow up on that, I've heard from some folks as they travel around the state that farmers in particular who have been really supportive of the president are starting to waver in that support a little bit because of this trade issue. What are you hearing from farmers as far as their support of the president or concerns they have about trade?
I sense what you are saying to me, but I've never had any farmer directly say that.
Okay.
So I think it's fair for farmers to say that farmers are very nervous and anxious, but I haven't had anybody tell me that they're done with Trump because of the tariffs. In fact, just the opposite. I've had some saying it's hurting us right now, but in the long term, it's a good thing if we can get other countries to lower their tariffs. And when we've always had low tariffs, other countries have had high tariffs, then quite frankly, it does make sense that if the president's right, we're going to all be winners. If the president's wrong or doesn't accomplish what he wants to accomplish, then it's going to hurt or hurting right now. I think the president's goal is worthy because since World War II, we've had low tariffs. Other countries have had high tariffs. The president feels that we've helped the rest of the world for 70 years. It's about time we have a level playing field.
All right, EJ.
So how do we strike that balance? How do we create that balance between the countries that now want the high tariffs or wanted the high tariffs and having us have that mathematical balance between the two? What do we have to? Do we have to give a lot, or is there going to be one of those things where they're going to have to really give a little bit more?
Well, they'll have to give a little bit more. A lot more than what they've done for the last 70 years. I don't think it has to be a level playing field like I would say would be the fairest thing for everybody, but they're going to have to reduce their tariffs. And one of two ways, either we do it if we have some economic power against them, like the president feels we have against China, then you can use that economic power, or it's a combination of economic power and negotiation.
Okay, Aaron. What has been the reaction when you're talking with farmers about the proposed $12 billion aid package to offset some of the losses through these tariffs right now?
I'll give you a short answer, but if you want a longer answer, give me a follow-up. Basically, they say to me, we want markets. We don't want aid.
Yeah, can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah. Farmers for the last 25 years have been moving away from government regulation and also help. Except when prices are low like they've been the last 3 years, there hasn't been a lot of help out of the Federal Treasury for farmers except for crop insurance.
Yeah.
And so they've developed over the years, worked real hard to develop markets overseas, and they know if we lose those markets, it's going to be a long time getting them back, and that's why they want to trade and not have aid.
Okay, AJ?
Where do we stand now as far as the judicial nominee? Where are we going to move forward with the number of things there, or what's happening?
Yeah, we're going to move forward, but then you would expect us to move forward anyway. It's just how fast you move forward. So this is where we are. I announced Friday that we're going to have the hearing the week of Labor Day and probably take all week to have the hearing. Then there will be a couple weeks that it will be in committee, and I wouldn't expect the Senate to be voting on it before the last week of September. The time that we're taking is a little bit longer than we have for recent Supreme Court justices because this guy has a lot of years on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. I think he's written 307 opinions. There's a lot of pages to go through there. He submitted 17,000 supplemental pages to his questionnaire. We've got about 1,000 pages to go through when he was in the White House counsel's office. And we have probably 1,000,000 pages that we're getting from the George W. Bush Library. So there's a lot of material to go through. And we've got about 25 people working for the Republican senators. And I'd say about an equal a number working for the Democrat senators to get through all this material between now and Labor Day.
Aaron, what other issues are Iowans asking about? Like, what are other hot topics this summer as you're out and about around the state?
Just finished a meeting at Stewart, Iowa, and I'm on my way down to Taylor County for a meeting down there. Health care was a big item here. It hasn't been a big item so much other places, but health care, Farm Bill, these trade issues come up at every meeting, the ones you and I are talking about. And crop insurance and balancing the budget or doing something about the budget deficit and the Supreme Court.
Okay, AJ?
So where does that Farm Bill stand at this present time? Are we going to be seeing passage of that soon?
Yeah. Well, normally the Senate's not in session during August, and the House isn't going to be in session. But we're in session the next 3 weeks of August and into probably right up till 10 days before the election. So I assume that we're going to get a tough negotiation on the Farm Bill the week of Labor Day and get it done by September the 30th.
Okay, Aaron.
The last time you were in Rockwell City a couple of months ago, you were out at our REC and you were talking about your attempts to try to bring the president around to stick with his campaign promises with regards to the renewable fuel standards. Where do things stand with that situation right now?
Yeah. Well, it happens that with the governor of Iowa tonight, I'm meeting with the new administrator of the EPA, Wheeler, and I find him a little more favorable to ethanol than it turned out to be with Pruitt, the guy that resigned now. And I think there's no doubt where the president stands. The only thing is whether it's Pruitt or whether it's Wheeler, will they carry out the president's wishes? And that's the message I'm going to have to Wheeler tonight as I meet with him and the governor.
All right, AJ, and this will be our last question.
Are we pushing forward with those RFS standards as they stand now, or are we looking to find a little bit more wiggle room in those?
I hope to get an answer tonight from Wheeler. I can tell you what I think. The president has said that he wants E15 12 months out of the year, and that's going to be my message to Wheeler tonight. Deliver.
All right, that was the last question. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you, AJ and Aaron, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.